I confess to a certain ambivalence in attempting to speak about Eretz Yisrael. On the one hand, as much as one hopes that he's in Chutz La'aretz for halachically correct and compelling reasons, Al Tamin Ba'atzmach Ad Yom Moscha. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai wasn't sure about the decisions he made in his life. I'm not sure that we're entitled to a larger measure of confidence. And one certainly doesn't want to compound being Einam Mekayim by adding to that of being Doresh Ve'Einam Mekayim. On the other hand, in preparing to speak about Eretz Yisrael, so one is forced to engage in an always welcome cheshbon hanefesh as one seeks to review the various aspects of what our relationship to Eretz Yisrael should be. So perhaps let's begin by posing a single, multi-tiered, but seminal question. Practically, religiously, metaphysically, what is Eretz Yisrael? What's special and singular about Eretz Yisrael? We'll begin perhaps on the practical level, most extrinsic, and make our way, Mitzvah Hashem Bli Neder, to the intrinsic. I hope we'll briefly consider five perspectives on Eretz Yisrael, each of which enjoys a consensus omnium. There's no dispute. Each one is incontrovertible. And for that reason, as important as the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs about who enumerates, as you all know, Yishev Eretz Yisrael in the Minyan Taryag, takes the Rambam to task for not having included it, or the Ramban's famous discussion of the Sifri of Hatzivilach Tziyunim, where he ranks Kiyam HaMitzvahs, Avodas Hashem in Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Kiyam HaMitzvahs, Avodas Hashem in Chutz La'aretz. We're not going to focus on those very, very important sources. Beginning with the practical, I think statistically Eretz Yisrael today is either on the cusp or has already now has the single greatest concentration of Jews anywhere. One of the most fundamental obligations that we have is to identify with the klal. In a passage so powerful, so repercussive, in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, includes in his list of those who, Rachmana Litzlan, have no chelek, who forfeit their share in Olam Haba. So this is the Rambam's understanding of Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam writes that a parish midarkei tzibur, a person who separates himself from involvement with the klal, afal pi shelo over averus, even though you can't indict him for anything in the minyan mitzvahs. There's nothing in the minyan tayag, there's no sif in Shulchan Aruch, there's no sif katan in Mishnah Berurah that you can fault him for neglecting. Afal pi shelo over averus el nivdal me'adas Yisrael. But he stands to the side. Ve'eino osa mitzvos b'chlolon, doesn't join together communally to fulfill mitzvos. Ve'lo nichnas b'tzoroson, and doesn't feel and share in whatever crises, whatever difficulties, whatever adversary engulfs the cloud, v'lo misanev et hanisan, if there's occasion for a tonis to be declared, he's not part of that. Ela holech b'darko, he goes his own way. Ke'echad migoye ha'aretz, as though he were a Gentile. Ke'ilu eino mehen, without feeling that larger, broader responsibility of the klal, ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Perhaps just as an aside, it's very important, it's parenthetical in terms of our topic of this morning of Eretz Yisrael, but as an aside, the Rambam's formulation, afal pi shelo over averos, a person who's parish midarkei tzibur is not guilty of any formal isser which can be found in the minyan mitzvahs, and yet the consequences are as severe as is imaginable. The notion that we sometimes operate with, that the minyan mitzvahs, the minyan tayag, encapsulates all our obligations, is simply wrong. For instance, if one will search the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs for a mitzvah to believe that Torah is min HaShamayim, to believe that there's going to be a Melech HaMashiach and the Yemos HaMashiach, to believe that there's going to be a Tchias HaMesem, so one can do an exhaustive search of Minyan HaMitzvahs and it's not to be found. And involvement with the Darkei Tzibur, the prohibition of being parish midarkei tzibur, can be added to that list. The reason, which would take us too far afield, is not necessarily the same why each of these is not formalized and translated into an official mitzvah, as it were, in minyan mitzvahs, but clearly the aggregate of our obligations, our most basic obligations, goes far beyond what can be found in the minyan tayag. The imperative of nichnas b'tzarasan that the Rambam writes demands that we existentially identify with the plight of Acheinu b'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. When shelters are opened in the Golan Heights, it has to affect us very, very deeply. The prospect of those who live by an ideology of L'chuv and Achidei Migoy establishing bases in Syria, even if their missiles are not pointed to our neighborhoods, is something which has to affect us very, very deeply, on the deepest level, on the most existential level. The truth is, just again, still speaking on a practical level, that the importance of Eretz Yisrael and Medinas Yisrael goes even further than that. The Rav commented, I don't remember how many years ago it was, but it's something which over the years has become even more true than when he said it, that the current geopolitical reality is that in truth the fate of all Jews, b'chol mokom shehem, wherever we are, is linked to the fate of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Regardless of our self-definition, the Umos HaOlam identify us with Eretz Yisrael. Regardless of our self-definition, and halavai this is our self-definition, we belong to the Jewish people who constitute Medinas Yisrael. If Rachmana Litzlan Jews in Eretz Yisrael are deemed vulnerable, open to attack, to that same degree, perhaps even more, all Jews are seen that way. The Rav's incisive political analysis, again, just to b'chin astein l'chocham v'yach kamod, when the poskim discussed the mitzvah of the chatzotzos, v'chisaval melchame v'artzachem al hatzar atzores, and we'll read it in a couple of weeks, in Yitzhar Hashem, v'ariosim b'chatzotzos, that there's a mitzvah to blow chatzotzos. So there are different reasons given by the classical achronim. How come we never really see that b'zman hazeh, b'eis tzorah, blowing chatzotzos? One of the reasons, again, just b'v'chinas tein l'chochem v'yach kamod, not intending to imply anything whatsoever, halacha v'maaseh, but one of the reasons the Magen Avraham gives is that there's only a mitzvah of blowing chatzotzos if it's a tzorah which affects Rov Yisrael. But if it's a more limited tzorah, so then the Torah doesn't have a mitzvah of blowing chatzotzos. The Rav's political analysis suggests that whatever the demographic statistics are, a tzorah which affects Acheinu b'nei Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, by definition, affects Rov Yisrael. This linkage of the fate of world Jewry, Jews b'chol mokom shehem, to Eretz Yisrael Jewry, only reinforces this mechayev of me'urovus b'darkei tzibur vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael. And in case we need it, it also awakens our most basic self-interest. A second perspective on Eretz Yisrael, again, moving gradually from the extrinsic to the intrinsic. Identifying with Eretz Yisrael entails feeling like an outsider in America or anywhere else in Chutz Laretz. And that feeling protects against assimilation, Rachman Litzlan. Meshe Chochman, in yesterday's Kriyas Torah, writes, Im hoya Yaakov aviko shifte Yisrael kovu sham. If Yaakov Avinu would have been buried in Mitzrayim, halo hoyu misya'ashim me'eretz Kanan. So the connection with Eretz Yisrael, Rachman Litzlan, would have been severed. V'hoyu mishtak'im b'Mitzrayim u'machshivim osa le'eretz moladetam. And they would have struck deep roots in Mitzrayim, and they would have thought of it as, this is my land. And the divine destiny, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had prepared for them, would have become null and void, Rachman Litzlan. Skipping a line or so, L'chein tziva, says Rameya Simcha, b'chol oz, with all the force that Yaakov Avinu could muster, so he commanded likbro also be'eretz Kanan. The yidmu, and they should understand ki ova sa'uma v'yichusahu be'eretz Kanan, that subsequent generations should know, should understand, they should understand that the patriarchs, our ancestors, are all identified with Eretz Yisrael. Our lineage is based in Eretz Yisrael. Ubazen nikpa benefesh bon of kishua tivi. And with this, Yaakov Avinu implanted in the soul of his children a natural bond, lehishtokek el eretz avosehem, to yearn for the land of their fathers, v'lachshav atzmam kegerim, and to think of themselves as strangers, as outsiders in any other society, in any other place they find themselves. V'zeh, this is what the passage that we know from the Haggadah, from the Sifri, Vizeva Yogosham Malamit Shalayarad Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeya B'Mitzrayim Alalogosham. Perush says, "Vemei Simcha Malamit L'Doros." Malamit means that Yaakov Avinu was teaching all future generations B'Chol Golus V'Golus Hahanhoga. He was teaching again this code of conduct. Shelo yerdu lehishtakeya, that never ever attitudinally should one feel that one is settled, that one has struck roots. Rag logur ad bo ketz hayomim v'yihyu nechshavim be'enei atzmam lo ke'ezrachim. And in their own eyes, says Rebbei Simcha, Jews of all future generations, this is what Yaakov Avinu laid the groundwork for, should see themselves not as citizens, with a green card, with a work permit. Whenever speaking of assimilation, dangers of assimilation, Rachmana Litzlan, it's crucial to emphasize that assimilation is not an all or nothing reality. In its most extreme form, Rachmana Litzlan, assimilation presents as Chil Shabbos, even intermarriage. But assimilation can affect and infect us, L'mechza, L'shlish, V'l'rivia as well. When we adopt societal morals, mores, standards of living, ideas and axioms, and then consciously or otherwise integrate those into our lives, try to superimpose them upon Torah or substitute them for Torah values, it's also evidence of assimilation. If we feel appropriately attached to Eretz Yisrael and its Torah traditions and concomitantly outsiders, v'yiru nechshavim be'enei atzmam lo ke'ezrachim, anywhere else in the world, we would easily reject, or more easily reject, those values in the surrounding society which are antithetical to Torah. A third perspective in Eretz Yisrael. To the degree that we reflect on the miraculous establishment and continued existence of Medinas Yisrael, it would inspire and strengthen Emuna b'Hashem, Emuna in Klal Yisrael as His Am HaNivchar, and the special Hashkocha which we enjoy. To state the obvious, there's simply no adequate natural explanation for the establishment of the Medina or its continued existence. Yad Hashem osus azos. Sometimes we think to ourselves, if only we lived in an age when Hashkocha was more overt, when the Chiddushei HaRim and other Sifrei Chassidus etymology of the word Olam, that it's derived from Imhalim Yalimu, it's derived from the root to mean to be hidden, because the world is the place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is hidden. If only we lived in a time when that teaching of the Chiddushei HaRim and others was a little less true, so then it would be easier. It would be easier to lead an inspired, purposeful life, committed life of Avodas Hashem. But in reality, all of us, since 1948, have been blessed that all we have to do is open our eyes, look at Eretz Yisrael with sensitivity and discernment, and we see a miracle of staggering proportions. My father would often cite the Gemara at the end of the second parak in Masechus Brachos. Amar Rav Ashi, b'nei Mosa Machasya, the local city people in Machasya, in Bavel, they're abirei lev. They're especially callous, especially insensitive. The Yarche Kala in Elul and Adar was held in Mosa Machasya. And despite the fact that the Gentiles there were exposed to this massive Yikud HaRaisa, Kovod HaTorah, it didn't inspire a single one of them to be Mizgayah. Whether the Yikud HaRaisa is, as Tosis suggests, that there was some miracle associated with the Yarche Kala, that Amud Shel Eish, Hoya Amud Shel Eish Yored Min HaShamayim Aleihem, that a pillar of fire would come down from Shamayim, or, my father would suggest, maybe the Yikud HaRaisa is just the natural force of such a momentous Torah assembly, but not to be inspired, what Rashi says, is to be in the class of Abirei Leif. Eretz Yisrael in our day, for the past 70 years, certainly the past, and compounded the past 50, 51 years, challenges us to be Rigshei Leif, not Rachmana Litzlan, Abirei Leif. The fourth perspective, Mitzvos HaTluyos Bo'aretz, so many mitzvahs which are only operative in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam penned very famous lines with which you're all familiar, at the end of Hilchos Lulav. He writes that HaSimcha SheYismach Odom BaAsiyas HaMitzvos UBa'avos HaKel SheTzivo BeHen Avodah Gedolah. It's so central to Avodas Hashem, not only that a person fulfill mitzvahs, not only that a person comply with the dictates of the Torah, but the attitude, the mindset, is indispensable. There should be a sense of joy associated with mitzvahs. There should be a sense of Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiving us for commanding those mitzvahs. A person who holds himself back, doesn't allow himself to experience that simcha, is royally hipara mimenu, is liable. Shenem atachas shel avadas Hashem lekech b'simcha tov leiv av merov kol v'avadatas ayevecha. Mitzvahs are not rachmana litzlan, an onus or a burden. They're an incalculable bracha. When we relate to mitzvahs as burdensome obligations, so then we look to minimally discharge those obligations, to patter up, better yet, if one can avoid the obligation entirely. We're supposed to recognize that mitzvahs, obligations, give our life meaning, purpose, and direction. We need to internalize another teaching of the Chiddush HaRim. The Chiddush HaRim says that the term mitzvah should be understood etymologically as deriving not only from the Hebrew of litzavos, to command, but also from the Aramaic of betzavta, being together. Mrs. Rabbeinu Yonah already has this idea. But mitzvahs is something which creates togetherness, something which binds a person, as it were, kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Viewed in that context, in that light, so then one doesn't look to find out what the minimum is to be Yotze. One looks to see what the maximum is to take full advantage of the opportunity of every mitzvah. And al achas kama v'kama, one is not looking to avoid mitzvahs, one is looking to incur more mitzvahs. Kohelis teaches, Oev kesef lo yisva kesef. A person who loves money is never satiated. He can never have enough money. There are people who already have more money than their children ad kama doros could spend, and they still spend yomim v'layla trying to amass more money. Oev kesef lo yisva kesef. The Medrash famously comments on that pasuk, and oev mitzvahs lo yisva mitzvahs. And a person who loves mitzvahs can never be satiated with mitzvahs. Dorosh Rabbi Simloi, the Gemara in Sota, again, very famously tells us, Mipnei man isava Moshe Rabbeinu likonis l'Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire so strongly? He davened tefillas k'minyan v'aschana, and the gematria v'aschana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow him into Eretz Yisrael, v'chilechu mi'piria hu tzarech al despo mi'tuva. I think some Gisels have to eat shawarma here instead of the lechem mipiria. Is that what motivated Moshe Rabbeinu to want to come into Eretz Yisrael? Elakacha me Moshe, harbe mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael ve'ein miskaimen ele be'Eretz Yisrael. There's so many mitzvos that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Ekranes ani la'aretz kidei sheyiskaimu kulan al yadei. I want to enter Eretz Yisrael that I can be a part, I can be an instrument for fulfillment of those mitzvahs as well. The fifth perspective, Eretz Yisrael, in the words of the Navi, is Nachlas Hashem, is Eretz Chemda. When David HaMelech faces the prospect of leaving Eretz Yisrael in order to flee from Shaul, he describes that as Gershuni Hayom. I've been driven away, may histapeach benachlas Hashem, from being connected to Nachlas Hashem, to the heritage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, David HaMelech, this time in Sefer Tillim, in the capital which sort of gives an overview of Jewish history until that point. So David HaMelech describes and defines the Chet HaMeraglim and the Dor HaMidbar as Vayim Asu Be'eretz Chemdo Lo Ha'aminu L'dvaro. They spurned, they detested the desirable land, a land that coveted. Objectively, Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Chemda. Eretz Yisrael is a land to be coveted, and the Meraglim and that generation, Vayimasu. I was looking for something else, and I stumbled across Ina Hashem LeYodi. The Sefer Charedim writes the following. Sefer Charedim is a list and discussion of mitzvahs. So in discussing mitzvahs Hatzlius Baaretz, so the Sefer Charedim writes, Tzorach Kol Ish Yisrael, every Jew is required l'chabev es Eretz Yisrael, to cherish Eretz Yisrael, to have a chibas ha'oretz. V'lovo eilehu me'afse oretz, and to come to Eretz Yisrael from the most distant spots on the globe, b'tshuka gedola, with a tremendous desire, a tremendous yearning, k'ben al cheik imo, like a toddler to his mother. Kitchilas avoneinu shenikva olanu b'chia ledaros. The first sin the sin that is responsible, according to Chazal, Vayifko on Balaila Hu, which is responsible for Bechiya Ledoros, which charted the course of subsequent Jewish history with all its suffering, Yan Mo'asnuba, is because we spurned Eretz Yisrael. Shenema Vayimasu Be'eretz Chemda. David HaMelech then says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't remember exactly how the pasuk goes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then decided that Lizarosam Bagoyim, that he would scatter us amongst the nations of the world. Ubipidyon Nafshenu Mehera Yiyaksiv, and when we'll be redeemed, it should happen. B'mehera, the Sefer Charedim says, "Ksiv ki rotzo avodecha es avoneha ves afora yuchonenu." The geula, part of the geula will be when we have that chivas ha'aretz. Ulefichach, skipping a few words, hoyu ha'amoroyim, the famous accounts in the Gemara, whether it's Rabbi Abba or others. And that's why they would kiss the ground. Umatovum anoyim, says the Sefer Charedim, listen to this one. Umatovum anoyim, he says, lo shir shir yedidus asher yisid Rav Yehuda Halevi aleha ba'ahava rabba. He says, you should come to Eretz Yisrael and sing one of the poems composed by Rav Yehuda Halevi. Tchilas, the Ba'ava Rabba, I don't know, maybe it's a double modifier for how Rav Yehuda Halevi composed it and how we should try to sing it. Tchilas Hashira Eretz HaKadosha Yekara Chamuda. And then the Charedim says, Kein Anu Meshoririm Al Tzion Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yiloi Kol Erev Ashkodesh B'Simcha Rabba. And we take to do this every Rosh Chodesh, part of their Yom Kippur cotton observance. Umischanen in lokel sh'al yegor shenu me'eleha. Gam ha'krovim v'harachokim asher chutzala. So the Sefer Charedim is writing from the perspective of a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Now he addresses us. Gam ha'krovim v'harachokim asher chutzala. Those who are outside of Eretz Yisrael, ro'u lahem sheyu nechsofim uta'evim eleha. We should yearn, we should desire Eretz Yisrael. Ki k'shem shebocha bohem, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one bechira is that he was bocha b'klal Yisrael, kach bocha b'Eretz Yisrael, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bocha b'Eretz Yisrael. And those bechiras, the Charedim says, are linked. V'yichid osa lahem. Skipping a line, u'matzinu b'medrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu omel Avraham Avinu pam rishona sheyelech l'Eretz Yisrael v'yirana v'yachzot. The Medrash says that Avraham Avinu visited Eretz Yisrael, then went back to Chutz La'aretz. Va'achas shechazah lo nosa lo rishus lachzo la'aretz Yisrael ad chamesh shanim. And then there was a hiatus of 5 years before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu a visa to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Va'osam chamesh shanim hoya mishtokeg lachzo lo laches. And during those 5 years, Avraham Avinu was consumed with a tshuka for Eretz Yisrael. Hu amar zeh ha'posuk mi'yitein li eva kayona o'ufa ve'eshkona. Etc. We must cherish the gift of Eretz Yisrael, embrace the Eretz Chemda for what it is, and not allow for any complacency or apathy regarding our living outside of Eretz Yisrael. There shouldn't, Rachman al-Etzlan, be even a shemetz of Vayim'asu be'eretz chemda. So what does all this add up to? L'maisa, these five perspectives that we tried to sketch, Eretz Yisrael just as the place where the largest concentration of Acheinu B'nai Yisrael are, Eretz Yisrael as a bulwark against the assimilation, Rachmanu Litzlan, Eretz Yisrael as a source of inspiration and chizuk in terms of emunah, Eretz Yisrael, oiv mitzvus, layitzvah mitzvus, and finally embracing Nachlas Hashem, Eretz Chemda. So what does all that add up to? So at the very least, we have to have a genuine, profound concern for Eretz Yisrael, the plight and fate of Eretz Yisrael. If we needed a reminder, so current events serve as such. It should be central to our tefillos. And beyond that, we should try to be mechazek our brethren in Eretz Yisrael through whatever partnerships are available. Embracing Nachlas Hashem, Eretz Chemda, also means that we shouldn't be in Chutz La'aretz because of Hesach Hadas, by default, or inertia. Consult with your distinguished Mora Hora what the conditions and circumstances are that warrant such a decision, but it should be a conscious decision, a decision which is constantly revisited and reviewed to see if the factors which dictated that decision, which drove that decision, are still the same or whether they've changed. And even when conditions and circumstances warrant remaining in Chutz La'aretz, as the Charedim says, we still have to be Mechabev Eretz Yisrael. Moshe L'mah Dov Adome. One of the Eretz Yisrael's nicknames be Yisurim. One form of the Yisurim that people have who go on Aliyah, who go to Eretz Yisrael, is when it entails leaving family behind in Chutz La'aretz. And it's a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. The fact that it's the right thing for them, that they came to the conclusion that it's the right thing, that it's the right decision, that doesn't mean that they don't miss the family. It's the right thing, so what, that we don't get to see our parents, our siblings, or whatever is off? No. Family is important. There are deep, deep bonds. Even when conditions and circumstances warrant that one doesn't get to see family as often, but those bonds remained, and they translate into a sense of missing and a sense of yearning for those infrequent occasions when the family can get together. Part of embracing Eretz Chemda, even when conditions and circumstances warrant that we should be in Chutz La'aretz, is that we should miss Eretz Yisrael. It's not that once a person comes to, again, hopefully, if he comes to that decision, hopefully it's the correct decision, that that conditions and circumstances warrant being in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so I made the Cheshbon HaNefesh, this is the result, and now I can be Shalem. Yes, that's true, but part of being Shalem means realizing that, again, part of being Shalom about being in Eretz Yisrael is still missing one's parents, one's siblings, all one's friends that one left behind in the Chutz La'aretz. That's not at odds with being Shalom with the decision. So similarly, not only is it not at odds, but it has to be part of the decision. Part of the decision, even when conditions and circumstances warrant that we should be here, is to be mishtokek to the time when the various obligations and that everyone has and the balancing act that we all engage in Avodas Hashem should allow us to integrate Eretz Yisrael more fully into that life of Avodas Hashem.